Good morning, everyone. This is Michelle Castle. Excited to be with you guys on this beautiful, sunny, springish morning on March 7th. And excited to be with you guys today in the middle of this challenge that we're doing. So let's go ahead and get started this morning with successes. We've had a lot of, very specific call to actions, very specific things to put into practice. So I'd love to hear any victory that you've had with creating a new habit or overcoming something that you've been kind of wrestling with. Anyone got anything like that we can celebrate with you? Anybody did anything they're proud of?
Well, I'll step out while other people are building up their courage.
Yes.
I leveraged a couple things yesterday. I don't know how to bring this out without sounding unfair, but it is fair because one of my leaders has purchased a block of enrollment coupons and has gifted them to us via some contests. So I was able to enroll someone yesterday utilizing the free enrollment coupon that we won and the $30 promotion that's going on with Isagenics. I saved this lady yesterday almost $60, $59 yesterday on her initial order. She was just so excited to get going. So that's my win for the day, that we were able to share and share a light.
I love that. Thank you so much, Kevin. That's, I love that the company is letting us do that, I'm such a huge fan of these kind of different ways of giving us a reason to call someone and helping us have a reason to share with them for them to get started. I think what I love about that is so many of us that are, called to this Isagenics, way of life and this lifestyle and the desire to share in this mission and this movement, are servants. We're naturally people that take an interest in helping others. I'm sure, you guys have been around, a lot of you guys have been around for a while. People who just come into this for the money or something, or they're like, they don't really think their products are that important, or they just want to sign up a lot of people and kind of fling spaghetti at the wall, they never stay, right? Because this company is about, service and, high touch, So I love those promotions, Kevin, because they kind of give those of us that are servants, right, and don't want to be pushy, and, they give us a reason and an excuse and, that's legitimate to call these people that are in our pipeline, to call these people like Carolyn was talking about, they're in the red, and to help us give them a good reason to get started now. So it's a natural servant win-win way of creating urgency, which is so fantastic, don't you think?
Yep, I agree.
Love it. Awesome. Well, thank you for that, Kevin. Anyone else have something they're proud of and excited about? Maura, do share.
Okay, a couple of things. One, I'm absolutely thrilled for a member of our downline, our team, who has been enjoying the products for a long, long time, faithfully ordering them every month just for his own purposes. He's a happy customer, and he had shared with one person. And we went up to Apsley, and Jeff and Mel Rigby both presented all the aspects about nutritional cleansing. And this gentleman, who is a personal trainer, he became a consultant. He enrolled one more person. He's actually enrolled a couple more now. And in the process, he triggered 22 cycles all at one time.
Wow.
As well as the consultant bonus, as well as the product introductory bonuses, because I think he ended up with double PIB, because he ended up with one more after that as well during the same week. And we were all there, and one of the girls who was there who decided to get started that night, her name is Michelle, and she is also a personal trainer, and she is on fire now. And I'm presenting in Peterborough this evening with Teresa Van Heusen, who is a fabulous leader from Toronto. And I think we're going to have a packed house. I do.
How exciting.
I've got guests coming. I've got team coming. And I'm so proud of the girls that I'm working with closely in my little pod. So there's just a lot of wonderful things happening. And Jeff and I had our highest cycling week that we've had in the last 8 months last week. It was just an absolutely incredible follow-up to Rocco. Oh.
Congratulations,
so there you go.
And Maura, that's so exciting. And of course, with that, if that person who cycled 22 times is on your four levels PET, you'll not only have that cycle high, but you'll have the leadership pool
So he's a little further down, but that's a good that's a good idea. If he were, that would be awesome.
That's always exciting when that happens. Yeah, that's always exciting when that happens. You know, it's just like, oh yeah, you know, we get this extra money for doing what we've already been doing and what we're supposed to be doing. You know,
right.
So it's just like, oh, well, I just love that. Thank you so much for sharing more, and you're so consistent. You know, and so passionate about that high touch servant leadership. So thank you so much for your leadership.
Well, and thank
by
you,
example.
Michelle. Thank you, Michelle, for stepping in on short notice today to fill in for Lori, who's on her way back from Powerful Women. So it's wonderful that you're able to be here today.
I am, and it's so, you know, perfect because I, you know, love being with you guys. And I was thinking just, you know, day before yesterday, you know, gosh, when do I get to train again? You know, and that I had some things on my heart to say and to share. Because, you know, I always like to, you know, I've seen from my own experience in training and also from, you know, partnering with all you, you know, leaders and trainers that so many times the lesson that we're learning right now and the thing that we're overcoming or wrestling with or struggling with or, you know, working through is the lesson that, you know, people are very touched by, you know, in a timely manner. Like we're kind of all learning together and our lessons are also interconnected, you know. So it was on my heart to share some stuff. And then it was like, oh, yes, as a matter of fact, I can do that and I would love to. And I, so thank you for inviting me to be here. All right, anybody else? Okay, well, I've got one myself and that'll kind of be our segue. So, you know, we're talking about what are some pointers to share with you guys this morning and kind of, you know, connect with what's been going on. And, you know, Lori was talking to me about, you know, how bad do you want it? You know, how bad do you want it? And that mindset around success. And it was so perfect because I have, you know, I've been doing this a long time in terms of, you know, working with people, but also the primary person that we is our number one coaching client, no matter what, from day one is ourselves, right? We're our own number one client here. How are we doing with the product? How are we doing with the business? You know, how are we doing with our, you know, life being our message, right? So no matter what, from day one, even if you've never signed anyone up and you have no one on your team, you've got one client and it's you. Okay. So one goal of mine, you know, so basically what I wanted to share with you is that this, when we want to grow this tree, okay, this success in our life, want to grow this tree, what do we need to grow a beautiful, successful plant, a crop, right? What are the things that we need? You know, to me, all of the things that we need can kind of be summarized by we have to have the right seed. Okay, so if you want to grow an apple grove, you can't plant avocado seeds, right? So we need to have the right seed, and then we need to have the right environment for that seed. And that by the word environment, that encompasses, you know, the sunlight and the water and the right amount of water, not too much, you know, and the right aeration in the soil and the right minerals and, you know, fertilizer and weeding and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, when we think about growing this success tree, the right seed, you know, we can determine that. What do we need, you know, and to that to be convicted in our hearts that we really do have the right seed is that beautiful training that we've heard many times about, you know, taking your belief inventory and how you can diagnose, yes, I do really believe that Isagenix is, you know, this incredible gift and that, you know, I can create the life that I want in integrity and in service and in contribution, if I just choose to grow right here, and that this is the right seed. So if you have any question in your mind, if this is the right seed, you know, go ahead and do that belief inventory. You know, do you believe in our compensation plan? Do you believe in our management team? Do you believe in our, you know, our products? And do you believe in our community? And do you believe in our industry? And really take that inventory so that you can be 100% certain that you have the right seed. And then the other part, right, is the environment. When we want to grow, you know, is it a funny thing I heard many years ago is that, you know, if you hang out in a barbershop long enough, you're going to get a haircut, right? So, and I've done this over and over in my life. When there's something I want to, a goal I want to achieve, you know, and to go from just saying, yeah, I really wish that I could be a millionaire with Isagenix. How do we go from that wishing kind of thing where that's not really a goal, right? It's just a kind of pipe dream. I'd love to win the lottery or something. You hear a lot of people talking like that. I'd love to take a trip around the world. That's not really a goal, right? That's just kind of, that's a dream. But from that to turn from a goal to, from a dream into a goal, it's going to be when we can put ourselves in the environment, take that seed of your isogenic success and put it into the environment where it's going to grow. And it was so perfect because this morning I gave up the news. I gave up the news many years ago when I got started in network marketing, and I really, you know, have not watched the news for a very, very long time until, you know, pretty recently with all this political stuff going on. But I really don't let myself watch it much. But this other challenge I have is that I wanted to, you know, really get back into the Ice Body Challenge and do well with that. But I never go to the gym without my workout partner. It's just this thing. I'm not going to beat myself up over it, but I literally zero times go to the gym by myself. So I'm like going, oh, I need to go to the gym because she's gotten some other networking things and we can't go every day. And I'm going, how do I do this? How do I do this? So then I realized to myself, well, what if I say to myself, you can watch the news if you go to the gym by yourself? And I thought, oh, I think I would do that. So then this is day number two that I've gone to the gym without my workout partner. And because I said to myself, oh, I can watch the news if I go. And I did an hour on, you know, the bike. And then today I did an hour on the treadmill because I created that environment for myself. So I had to just get myself, you know, up in the morning, put on my workout clothes. I find that if I don't get up in the morning, put on my workout clothes, then I just put on something else and I don't get out the door, right? So this is my own, you know, experience. And I'm sharing that with you because I want you to look at your life and see what is it that you want and what do you need to do to kind of set yourself up for that environment where that success is going to grow. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Anybody? You guys following me here?
Yes, it makes sense. I'm on mute.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. So, you know, so this is my psychology. You know, when I have a goal and I want to succeed, I at that goal, you know, I look at what do I need to do, not to make myself, okay, because that's the thing a lot of us, those of you that have studied with Jeff Combs, you know, there's so much power in our language and this resistance. Oh, I have to do this. I'm going to make myself do this. I'm going to push through. I'm going to dig deep or whatever. Okay, and that's great, you know, and willpower is important. But what I have found is that if I can manage my environment so that I set myself up for success, then it grows. And I feel good about it, and I'm not beating myself up over not doing these things. And I have used this with my own children, and it works amazingly well. So instead of arguing over you should do this, it's like, okay, what do they want? Okay, and what's a way that they can do the thing that I want them to do? And how can we put those things together? So, you know, with my son who I'm homeschooling this year, you know, I want him to read more. Okay, and he wants to do more screen time. And so, you know, it's kind of, he has a lot of downtime, and I'm concerned he's not doing productive stuff. So then I said to him, look, you get when you finish your lessons, you get 2 hours of screen time. If you want another hour, you're going to read an hour, and we're going to talk about it. And then you can have that other hour. Well, I only told him that 2 days ago, and it's worked perfectly, 2 days, right? So you can do that, you know, to set yourself up. And the other part of that environment is a community, right? So it's a community like this and the habits. So what happened was I had been, you know, people would compliment me, you know, that I was not overweight and things like that and, you know, building my isogenics business. Well, a few years ago, I came around the corner at one of the events, and those of you guys that may know her, this beautiful woman that's in isogenics, she's been in isogenics for like 10 years, her name's Irene Smith. So I come around, you guys know Irene Smith, Maura, you know Irene, Kevin?
I'm not sure I do.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, she's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. The first time I met her, I literally made her show me her driver's license because she said she was 60, and I just did not believe her at all. Okay. So I come around the corner, and I see her, and she looks amazing, like fitness contest, like, oh, my God, like drop-dead gorgeous, like Maura kind of thing, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, what the heck? So I look at her, I go, Irene, and she goes, Kathy Savage. And I'm like, oh my God. So what did I do? First thing I did, knowing myself, I texted my a teammate, okay, who we had been talking about, you know, working out. And I texted her right away and I said, Patty, if I sign up for this thing, will you commit to do it with me? And she said, okay. So that's how I did it because I found a partner that would not you know, she wasn't my best friend or anything, but she was somebody that I knew I wouldn't want to let down, and she wouldn't let me off the hook, and she felt the same way about me. So before I even signed up, before I even made the commitment to do it, I made sure that I secured the environment I had, and then we sat down with our schedules, and we looked at when are the times when we can do this, and we found 5 days a week when we could do this. And then the challenge has been recently, I sprained my ankle. She did something to her shoulder, and then she's doing these other networking things out of town. So it messed up our routine, which we've had for 2 years. And so then that's when I got to the point where I was like, okay, how am I going to get myself to the gym by myself? I've never done it before in my life. And then that's when I figured out, oh, what if I try this? What if I say to myself, you can go and watch as much news as you want, but you have to be at the gym. And it's worked great. So this is the key, and this is the gift. And I know, you know, and it's so funny because one of the people that was on the news this morning, believe it or not, was Tony Robbins. Yes, indeed. Can you imagine?
So you watch the news at the gym?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
You know, yeah, and it's worked perfect for me. You know, and I'm not saying everyone needs to do this, but I'm just showing you. You know, when you have the right feed, and you will know that you have the right combination of environment for you when you are doing what you want yourself to be doing. If you're not doing what you want yourself to be doing, if you're sitting there going, I really wish I was doing that matrix thing that Carolyn's talking about, and I said I was going to do 3x3, and I don't even do 1x6, you know, in 6 months, right? Or, you know, and it doesn't count when it's the same people over and over. You guys know that, right? So it's like, oh, you know, getting out of that place where you're just setting yourself up to beat yourself up and not achieve
you
your goal.
Right.
Right? Am I right? Okay. Are we relating?
I can't use the three people over and over again. I just love it.
Exactly. It doesn't count. Sorry. No. Okay. So, you know, I'll just give you another example. So, you know, we have all these incredible, beautiful products, right? And it's like, okay, I have all these products and they're great and I want to use them. And it's like, wow, I feel really sore today. Well, no kidding. You didn't take your recover. Right? Okay. So then I'm like, okay, how can I do this? Because I get out the morning, I get the kids out the door, and then I got to get myself out the door because we have this tiny little window and I have to be there by 7:30 or it doesn't work at all. So then I go, okay, I've got to do this. Well, if I mix it up the night before, it doesn't really work for me. It doesn't taste right. So then I go, oh, well, what if I discovered this little tiny Tupperware type of container, okay, and I keep my recover in my car, and I have that little plastic container that I keep in my car. So the minute I get out of the gym, I pour some of my water from my shaker cup into that, put my 2 scoops, shake it up, and drink it right there. And the other thing is, you know, I want to, you know, after all this amazing training on the when to drink these shakes and, you know, you want to take them right after you do the weightlifting and stuff within an hour for the amino acids to rebuild your muscles and stuff. But if I say, I'll drink it when I get home, I don't. I just don't do it. I don't know what happens. I get distracted and I'm not that hungry or whatever. And the next thing you know, I haven't taken it. So now what I do is I will not leave my house without my empty little, you know, plastic cup for mixing up my recover. I leave with a big, huge cup of ice water in my shaker cup and a Isoline Pro shake and a pack of Ionics and green and my vitamins. I take those out the door and I will not put my car in drive until I have shaken that up and I've taken all that. And when I do that, it works perfectly. And, you know, the same thing with Isoflush. We all know Isoflush is really, really good for us. How can we do more Isoflush? Isoflush has a million benefits, like really so important. We are daily encountering toxins in our body, daily. So drinking that cleanse at night and your Isoflush, so important, you know, and Brain Boost. So what do? And I teach this to my cleansers now, and I encourage you all to do this because this is what we're doing, right? We're helping people create these habits that are going to set themselves up for success. And so I have Isoflush on my nightstand. I go to bed with a glass of water. I take my Isoflush every single night because I've done that. When I had my Isoflush in the kitchen cabinet, sometimes I would do it and sometimes I didn't. Now it's like I get into bed, and instead of going, oh, crap, I forgot the Isoflush downstairs, then I've got it right there. Now, another thing I wanted to do was I wanted to take more Brain Boost because I was not consistent with it, and it's very, very important. I'm 46 years old, and I have to tell you, I really want my brain, okay? It's very important. So what do? Well, I tried it on my nightstand because I thought, okay, well, I'll just drink half this glass of water. Then in the morning, I'll take the Brain Boost. Well, it says, you're really supposed to eat it with food, but then, of course, I told you about my routine of when I have my shake. So I'm like, okay, what do I do? This isn't working for me. I don't really feel that good if I take it on an empty stomach. Oh, so now what I did was I moved my bottle of Brain Boost into my car. So now my car, I already, when I'm taking my shake, my vitamins, my Ionics, and my greens, I've got my Brain Boost right there. So I'm sorry if this is like painfully detailed, but my point here is you can have whatever success you want in your life, in your business and in your fitness and in your products and in your relationships. I've helped so many people sit there with their schedule, and it's so time-consuming and tedious to sit there and go, what are my values? What is success to me in each one of these categories? What does a successful guilt-free marriage look like? What's a successful guilt-free grandmother role look like, or sister or friend? Okay, what does that look like for me? For me, if I talk to my dad once every 2 weeks, I feel great about it. If I talk to my mom once a week, she's thrilled, and I don't feel guilty. If I talk to my sister once every 10 days, I feel good about that. These things are scheduled. If they're not scheduled, they don't get done, or they may get done or they may not get done. But since they're not scheduled, then I'm going to spend the rest of the days in between feeling bad about how I may or may not do that and how I'm not really a great daughter, or I could be a better daughter, or my parents are getting older and I'm not talking to them. And that's a negative thing, and it wastes energy, right? So if we just schedule those things, and so I had fallen off with this daily planner thing. And, you know, I lived by that for years. And Susan always says she likes her paper planner. And for whatever reason, the one that I bought wasn't the one that worked for me. Well, I bought that, you know, that new journal. And it's so amazing to sit there and write down my goals in each of the categories, because I am a real estate investor as well. And I did not, I just, all of these pieces, it's like when you're juggling, okay? This is this image that came to me a while ago, and it explained exactly what was going on with me. Because, you know, when you're juggling and somebody gives you one more thing than you can handle, do you just drop that one thing? No, right? You drop all of them. And that's what happens when we don't clearly define what success is going to be for you. And it won't be the same as someone else. But when you define it clearly in each one of the categories that are important to you, then you will have peace of mind, and you will set success on auto ship for you. How many people on this call, and you can unmute, would like success to be on auto ship for you?
Hey, Michelle, yes. you absolutely yes. said something profound there, very profound, when you talk about how people don't just drop the one thing, they drop everything.
Everything, yes.
Yeah, how many times have we seen a new cleanser or someone who's saying yes to the opportunity become overwhelmed and just say, okay, I'm not doing this, instead
That's
of
right.
just doing one thing. Whereas we, all of us as leaders, we do the one thing. Maybe just even spend a little more time on why it is that we do the one thing when we're feeling overwhelmed.
Right, exactly. And it's so powerful. So this is what I've been, you know, incorporating. So meeting people where they're at. So like, for example, this one woman, it's a perfect segue. Thank you for that, Maura. This one woman, you know, she says she really is interested in getting paid, right, because she's a single mom. She's a widow, so, of course, we connect on that, you know, and she's got this son with special needs health-wise, and it's very concerning, blah, blah, blah. So she wants to do this, you know. So, I, you know, she comes to the thing that I have at my house. We go over all the stuff, and she's like, like, she likes it, but she's like, whoa, horsey, right? So then I say to her, look, let's plan a home party. Do you want to plan a home party? You don't have to do anything else. Just get the butts in the seats. She said, yes, I really want to do that. Well, this was 2 months ago. She still has not scheduled. She scheduled it, but then she's canceled it, okay? But the fact is she's not overwhelmed. She still is talking to me, and we actually have a date set, okay? But she hasn't quit. And we, you know, think about the woman, a single mom by herself with a job, not a lot of money, and a special needs son and a super genius daughter, okay? So she could easily be in an overwhelmed mode and run for the hills, right? But she's motivating herself because I've given her one thing to do, which is whenever you're stressed out, get a packet of Ionics out of your purse, put it in water, and drink it, okay, and plan this home party. You know, so we you measure it. I remember when I went to Beyond Courage, you know, I think it was like 8 years ago, and I was climbing. One of the things that we had to do was, you know, it was a beautiful event. David Wood led it. We, you know, a lot of people were there. And you had to climb. One of the things we had to do was climb this telephone pole. Anybody was there at that?
Yes, I was.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so this telephone pole. Well, I abso-freaking-lutely hate heights now. I mean, it's not like I live in fear of it, but I just didn't even realize it, but I had no interest whatsoever in climbing the telephone pole. Zero interest. Massive aversion to climbing the telephone pole. And it's directly up, and then you have to, like, stand on top of the telephone pole. There's nothing to hold on to. You have to stand on top of the telephone pole, and then you have to reach out for this trapeze thing and jump to it. And it's insane. It's a maddening concept. I would never volunteer for this. Well, anyway, there I am, and all these people are doing this, so of course I have to do this. I'm in the environment. I'm, you know, there I am. This seed is going to grow of me doing this. And I'm totally overwhelmed. And then there's all the people going, Michelle, you could do this. Yay, go do it. Yeah. And I hear this one voice, and the voice says, just take your right hand and put it up. Okay, perfect. Good job. Now take your left foot on that. Perfect. Good job. Okay, now take your left hand, put it up there. Okay, great. And that was the one voice that I focused on, and I got to the top. I was not overwhelmed by all the shouting, which, I mean, it was very pleasant that people wanted me to succeed, but that's not really what I needed right then. What I needed was, don't freak out, do this one thing, right? So that's what we want, to be merciful with ourselves, because we are all in a really, I mean, there's a lot of just frenetic energy going on right now on this planet Earth, and a lot of changes, a lot of, you know, conflict and different things going on, and it can be overwhelming. And I've seen that with a lot of people. I mean, I had this, you know, beautiful Kiwanis group that I had started and whatever, and I mean, the idea of extra time to volunteer and to be in this creative space, it's just dried up for a lot of people right now. People are trying to survive, and they're exhausted just living, okay? And so if we want to serve ourselves and we want to protect what we're trying to get done here, what we are doing here, and we want to help other people come into this little greenhouse bubble where we have this environment, where people's seed, this right seed can grow, and we're growing a forest. It's going to be a forest, okay? We want to make sure that we're not overwhelming these people and ourselves. And that means letting go of judgment, but at the same time, this is a great thing to think about during Lent, is that sweet spot, okay? You know, being raised Catholic, it's like, I know about guilt, right? It's like, oh, you know, I'm this and that, I don't do this right, and, you know, we reflect on that a lot. And that's good, because you don't want to be in, you know, deluding yourself. And at the same time, we're also, you know, not, we also can cherish who we are, you know, who we are and whose we are, you know, and for me, that's a very spiritual thing. You know, who I am, I'm a child of God. You know, I'm created in the image of God. That's an amazing thing. Thousands of works have been written about what that even means, to be created in the image of God. It means that we're creative. It means that we are, you know, co-creative or procreative or free to choose or ethical or, you know, whatever it is, all these different things of what that means to be created in the image of God, that we can love, you know. But in isogenics land, you know, who we are and whose we are is also really important. Every single person that we see out there, you know, it's we see a, you know, a ripped millionaire in obese, broke people, right? And it's amazing. It's such a gift, because it's like this environment where people can grow into what they want to be and what they can be. And I think, you know, just to bring it back home for all of us and for me as well, is to know that you are the number one person that you are growing. And I remember from the beginning, because Susan Sly is my sponsor, and that's a gift. And that was very overwhelming for me at times, because I'm like, wow, I'm not Susan Sly, you know? And, you know, back in the day when Susan Sly was just Susan Sly, she was still Susan Sly, you know what I mean? Now she's larger than life, but, you know, back then I'm like, wow, I've not been in sales, you know, I've done a little network marketing, but, you know, but knowing that, and this was my affirmation, and perhaps you can relate to this and find it useful, is, you know, I am becoming, I'm committed to becoming the person that is attracting the success that I want, you know, and that is that for me had no resistance around it. I didn't have to tell myself something that wasn't true yet. You know, I didn't have to live into the future or whatever, because I knew that I was 100% not a tire kicker, 100% committed to becoming the person that would attract the success that I want. And if you are that person, the other thing is, if you have a leg that's kind of stronger than the other, or if you haven't, either which way, maybe you don't even have anyone that's signed up anything and nothing's really going on yet. that's okay, because you know what? You have one person. If you can really say that you're not a tire kicker and that you are 100% committed to becoming the person that's going to attract the success that you want, then guess what? You already have your first amazing business builder. And that's you. And that, you know, that is what, that has, you know, was something that gave me strength and never let me feel like, oh, nothing's happening, because as if I felt like nothing was happening or I wanted more to happen, I would listen to something. I would call someone that had what I wanted. I would have a positive conversation. I would listen to, you know, it was so cool in the back office before we had this back office. You could see like Susan Sly, Star Consultant, you know, John Anderson talking about Ionics. You know, do you guys remember that? But, you know, back in the day, and you could see Carolyn Rodriguez, you know, 2-star Golden Circle. Carolyn, I don't know if Carolyn's on here, but you could see where people had been, you know, and just looking at that was inspiring to go, wow, you know, Susan Sly used to be a Star Consultant, you know, and Susan Sly, you know, Crystal Executive or whatever. And so everyone starts in the beginning, and you, by being 100% committed to becoming the person that, and that will attract the success that you want, and knowing that you have control over that by creating your environment, okay? Your environment. Environment will always trump will. Always. That's why in AA, you can't go to AA and go to a bar. No. The first thing you do with AA is you give up the bar, okay? So I guess that's what I wanted to share with you guys today.
Thank you.
Any shares, takeaways?
Michelle, it's Barbie Lee.
Hello, honey.
Hello, lovey. Okay, so you like blew up my brain today, so thank you very much for that. Because you were the person that said, I only need one person, one business builder, because I'm the other business builder on my team. And you said that years ago, and that, you know, resonated with me.
Yeah.
But recently, celebration last year, I was in a car accident in Vegas, so I've been in recovery. And, yeah, and one of my things is, my shoulder and my neck and all that, so my exercise has been very limited. And for 4 months, I could do nothing. And then my physio was like, well, you have to get back into it. And it's freezing cold. And I was whining because it hurt every time I did something. And so I put my yoga mat at the foot of, as soon as I stepped off my bed, my yoga mat was on the floor. So as soon as I woke up in the morning, I stepped on my yoga mat. And my brain went, okay, get down and do your stretches.
Mm.
And then I'm like, okay, I got down and do my stretches. And now that I've added some weights, I'm still doing it in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. But every night before I go to bed, I mix Ionics Cleanse and a little bit of E+, so that when I first wake up, I drink that immediately. And in 15 minutes, I get my butt out of bed. It doesn't matter how I'm feeling, because the Ionics and the E+ have kicked in, and I actually get up to it. But I have to set myself up for it, because I'm never going to feel like it. I'm never going to feel like it. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm never going to feel like getting out of bed at minus 40 to work out. I'm not.
Exactly.
So I have to make it happen.
Love it. That is so good. And instead of like judging yourself, like, oh, I should be doing this, I should be outside running around, blah, 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 you just find something that works for you, right? And on that note, let me give you one little pointer. Somebody said to me, you know what I love about, and it wasn't amped, but it was some, you know, creatine, whatever thing, a guy at the gym. He said, you know, whether or not those things work in improving your workouts, you know, if you drink that stuff, you'll definitely get yourself to the gym. And I was like, oh, that is so powerful. So drinking Amped before you leave your house, or even if you're thinking about not going, drink Amped and it'll get you out the door, you know. So love that. Thank you so much, Barbie Lee. And I'm praying for you. And I'm so sorry. I mean, you know, I sprained my ankle. And so I was in a wheelchair in Vegas. It was a nightmare. Like, so I get your pain. It's such a nightmare. I still have all my beautiful shoes, which I cannot wear. It's very annoying. But anyway, thank you. Anybody else have a share or takeaway?
Sunny does.
Hi there.
Perspective. This is Potato.
Oh, my.
Since the 60s, I've been adamant working out the gym, starting out with Jack LaLanne back in the 60s.
And I love it.
I've never thought of going to the gym with someone else. I don't want anyone else to interfere with my routine. So it's interesting to hear your perspective on that. That's great. Thank you.
Well, you know what, Potato? That's interesting. You're not a couch potato or anything, obviously. Did you wear dolphin shorts like Richard Simmons?
Yes, Richard Simmons.
I love it.
No, Kathleen was a personal friend back in the 60s.
Awesome, love it. Well, you know what, Potato? The thing is, that a lot of people in your isogenics business are going to be like me. And they're, you know, it's going to be valuable for you to say, hey, would you like to come and, you know, I can show you a workout? Or, yeah, you know, I can put you together with someone else who can be your accountability partner, you know,
yeah,
or whatever.
Right.
So thank you for that. Okay, I forget whoever else said something, but somebody else want to step up?
Sunny, would like to share
hi.
Okay, I heard Sunny. Go ahead, Sunny. Hi, Sunny.
Hi, good to see, hear your voice. And
you too.
I love the fact that you point, the phrase you said, if you hang out in a bar, in a barbershop long enough, you'll end up getting a haircut.
It's you're going like to get a haircut. It's true.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like getting on to these calls every day. You're going to pick up something, some type of
yeah.
nugget. And
yeah.
I've been in ICGS for 6 years now, and I'm still on these calls because, you know, every day you can learn so much from anyone and everyone. It's always something new. And it's all about getting plugged in. It's just so, so important. And inviting our friends and family, even our cleansers, to get on these calls.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love the fact that you said that you could have whatever success you want in your business and in your life, giving us the permission. So many of us are knocking ourselves down and having limiting beliefs due to the programming that we've had for so many years. And that's so powerful. And if we just read these little affirmations on our 3x5 cards 3 times a day, it'll really help reprogram these subconscious self-limiting beliefs. So thank you so much for your energy and taking us from the past to the present day. And it's just beautiful to be plugged in. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for that, Sunny. And you're so consistent. And you are such an example of the community of isogenics because you do so much cross-line work, reaching up and reaching, you know, out and all that. So you're a real inspiration to me. Thank you so much, Sunny. You're a real asset to our community.
Grateful to be
okay,
here.
And I heard one woman, and then I think there's one more man, I think.
I think I'm the woman.
Okay.
I wanted to ask a question. This is Bonnie. Is there somewhere to take my belief inventory? Is there a guide for that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. We've done a lot of calls on that. Kevin, you have something that you could direct her to? Otherwise, you could just message me on Facebook, and I would be glad to send it to you. But, Kevin, you know of anything? Or maybe we could post a call on it or something? Kevin?
I do not. I'd have to ask Larry how to go back and find that. He's not available right
okay.
now.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look for it. And I'm glad to do a training on that, or somebody else could. Bonnie. You said Bonnie? But,
yeah, that's
okay.
right.
Okay.
Michelle?
Want, yes.
If you watch, as soon as I can find, I know exactly what book it's in, the one that we used to have years ago in isogenics, just the, you know, rate your belief on a scale of 1 to 10. So
yeah.
if Bonnie
the
watches
gap.
Health, Wealth, and Christine, yeah,
the,
I'll,
the gap.
I'll post it. I'll find it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Barbie Lee. All right, one more share takeaway. All right.
Wait.
Well,
this is Carol from. This is Carol
okay.
from New Jersey. Hi.
Hey,
I just
Carol.
Been letting everybody else talk. I just want to say, like, the whole managing your environment is so key, so key, and you know, down to what you put in your car, what you put in your pocketbook, and you know, Michelle, what you do for your son. You know, you say, you know, 2 hours on the books and then one on the computer, however you worded it. It's like we have to, no matter how old we are, what our situation is, you know, we have to do that for ourselves every day.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And like this binge thing with Netflix and all this stuff, you guys, it's super tempting. I mean, we are like, I mean, just like what we've learned about, like the bliss point with Doritos and all this stuff and the psychology of food and being addicted to things and all that stuff. You guys, it is psychologically almost irresistible, all of these things that are around us 24/7 that can lead us away from being conscious, from being intentional around our time and around our habits. And instead of judging yourself, if there is a show you like, then you know what? You tell yourself you're not watching Grey's Anatomy unless you have done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of your 2x2 or something like that. I'm telling you, get stern with yourself. And say, I'm not doing it. You are not watching whatever it is until you have done da-da-da-da-da. Or you will do that, but you need to be doing your ab workout when you're watching it. Or you will be whatever it is, you know. And don't tell yourself you can't have it. If there's something you really want it, use that to motivate yourself. And you can do that. And I'm telling you, you know you've got the right recipe, you guys, when you are in action. If you are still thinking, I wish I was doing this, I should be doing this, I'm a terrible person, I'm not like these people because I don't do that stuff. All that means is you need to figure out what is the thing that you really want and connect it to the thing that you want yourself to do. If you can, it can take some tweaking. But I'm telling you, if you take the time to do it, it will change your life. I used to beat myself up over not walking my kid into when they were little into this. I wanted to be one of those moms that walked them in instead of like dropping them off. And I was like, why can't I walk that? Why don't I do that? Why do I drop them off? And at the same time, I wanted to be on this call. And then when I sat down and looked at my kid, I'm like, no wonder I can't. I'm going to either beat myself over not being on this call, or I'm going to beat myself over not walking them in. It's impossible. I cannot be in two places at one time. So I had to make a choice. Okay, well then once a week I'm going to do this, and once a week I'm going to do that. But you got to sit down and look at your schedule and make those tangible, you know, either daily or weekly goals and connect it to your reinforcer. I got almost straight A's when I was in college and worked 30 hours a week. How did I do that? Because I told my friends, do not call me to invite me out to go drinking until 7 o'clock. If you call me, I'm not picking up. I'm not picking up the phone. I'm doing work until 7 p.m. You know, I structured that. And I would, if I hadn't done what I needed to do, you know, half of the paper or read half the research, I wouldn't go out. You know, you've got to figure out what the thing is that you really, really want and connect it to what you really, really want, you know, that you want to do to get you to where you want to be. And being on this call is an important way to do that. So thank you guys so much for, you know, being here and for the opportunity to share. Thank you so much for all that you guys are doing to, you know, be partners in this mission, because the world certainly needs us. Thank you.